Multiple YouTube videos sharing the first episode of the BBC documentary, India, The Modi Question, have been blocked as per the directions issued by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, sources said on January 20. Along with YouTube videos, the Union Government has also directed Twitter to block over 50 tweets containing links to the concerned YouTube videos. Both YouTube and Twitter complied with the government after directions were reportedly issued by Secretary, Information and Broadcasting on Friday using the emergency powers under the IT Rules, 2021. UK's national broadcaster British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, aired a two-part series attacking PM Modi's tenure as Gujarat Chief Minister during the Gujarat riots of 2002. The documentary sparked outrage and was removed from select platforms. On January 19, India denounced the controversial BBC documentary series on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and described it as a propaganda piece that is designed to push a discredited narrative, slamming BBC. Arindam Bagchi, spokesperson of the Ministry of External, said, "We think that this is a propaganda piece designed to push a particular discredited narrative. The bias, lack of objectivity and continuing colonial mindset is blatantly visible." Arindam Bagchi also mentioned that the documentary has not been screened in India. "If anything, this film or documentary is a reflection on the agency and individuals that are peddling this narrative again. It makes us wonder about the purpose of this exercise and the agenda behind it. Frankly, we don't wish to dignify such efforts." Even though the documentary was not made available in India by BBC in India, some YouTube channels appear to have uploaded it to promote an anti-India agenda. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, reacting to a Pakistan origin MP's question in the British Parliament on the series, said he doesn't agree with the characterization of PM Modi. Lord Rami Ranger, a member of the House of Lords of the UK Parliament, condemned BBC's documentary and said it would hurt over a billion Indians as it insults democratically elected PM Modi and also the Indian judiciary. "At BBC News, you have caused a great deal of hurt to over a billion Indians. It insults a democratically elected at PM India, Indian police and the Indian judiciary. We condemn the riots and loss of life and also condemn your biased reporting," Rami Ranger tweeted. According to sources, the YouTube has also been instructed to block the video if it is again uploaded on its platform. Twitter has also been directed to identify and block the tweets containing the link to the video on other platforms. This decision was made after top government officials from across several ministries examined the documentary and found it to be an attempt to cast aspersions on the authority and credibility of the Supreme Court of India and sow divisions among various Indian communities. The sources have also revealed that the documentary was accordingly found to be undermining sovereignty and integrity of India, and having the potential to adversely impact India's friendly relations with foreign states. It is to be noted that several courts, including the Apex Court, have ruled on multiple occasions that the Gujarat riots were brought under control quickly by the then BJP government. Also read, https://organizer.org/2023/01/2020/105025/bharat/bbc-documentary-on-pm-modi-is-propaganda-and-reflects-colonial-mindset-says-ma/.